ABCs of Bullying Prevention program that we got together with the National Campaign to Stop Violence.
Now, what's that all about? What are you telling these kids?
The ABC stands for Action, Bravery, and Compassion. And overall, we just want to let these kids know, you know, if you see an act of bullying going on, you know, you should do something about it, you know, be brave and, you know, be not only able to stand up for yourself, but, you know, stand up for others by, you know, deflecting rumors and lies and gossip and, you know, just treating others how you want to be treated. And, you know, the last thing we like to talk about is, you know, bullies oftentimes like to, you know, pick on people who's like alone and don't have many friends. So, you know, definitely, you know, become friends with people, you know, be friends, be a teammate. And that's how it kind of connects with the Harlem Globetrotters, because, you know, we're a team. You know, and we just want to give that same attitude to the kids and have them treat it the same way.
How did the Globetrotters get connected with this effort?
We kind of noticed that, you know, bullying, you know, has been an issue that we've been facing, and it's up to our youth, you know, it's all upon the youth. So we wanted to find a program that we could use. So we went to the National Campaign to Stop Violence, and, you know, they definitely helped us out with this.
The Harlem Globetrotters, you guys have been around for. I can remember the first time I saw you on ABC Wide World of Sports.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
11. I mean, that's how far back I go.
Oh, yeah, those guys are great. They paved the way for us. You know, 87 years the Harlem Globetrotters been around. It was the first African-American basketball team.
And out of New York?
No.
Really?
I'm going to give you a little history lesson.
Dude,
we started in 1926. We actually started in Chicago, Illinois. And we wasn't called the Harlem Globetrotters. We was called the Savoy Five.
Okay.
Because the basketball team was put together in a ballroom. It was called the Savoy Ballroom. And it was run by a guy named Abe Saperstein, which started the Harlem Globetrotters. And around later on in the years, you know, to get the name out that they was traveling, they was called the Globetrotters because they would travel around and play different teams. And then because they was an all-black team and, you know, Harlem was like the birthplace of black culture. So Abe Saperstein, the marketing guru that he was, he called us the Harlem Globetrotters. So when we come to town, people know that, you know, we're an all-black team and, you know, we're coming to entertain and guys are going to have fun.
Let's talk about today's Globetrotters. Tell us about the team.
All right. Well, this team is very cool. You know, we have a couple players coming in. We have Tiny Sturgis. He's 7'8" tall. And we also have a female coming to town. Her name is Teton Brana, and she happens to be our 10th female in Globetrotter history.
No kidding. I had no idea.
And she plays right alongside with us.
What's the act like? What's going on?
All right, so this tour is very special. It's called the You Write the Rules World Tour. Now, basically, fans, you will get a chance to go online and you will vote. You will go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com and you will vote for a specific rule that you would like to see played in each quarter. Now, these rules vary from maybe the 4-point shot being activated the whole quarter, or double the points, or 6-on-5 basketball, or even 2 basketballs in a game at once.
And how do we pick the rules? What do we need to do there?
You just go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com. You'll see a sign that says vote. You click that and you click the city that you're in, that you're coming to, Sioux Falls Arena, next Thursday at the April 4th, and you vote for a specific rule you like to see. Me in particular, I like the 2 basketballs.
How do I get tickets?
If you want tickets, you just go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for ticket and seat information, or you can go down to the Sioux Falls Arena and to the box office and pick up your tickets there. Now, if you're getting tickets, make sure you look into the Magic Pass experience. Now, it happens an hour before the game. Fans will get a chance to come out on the court. They shoot some hoops and, you know, we sign some autographs. We teach them tricks with about 6 to 8 players out there. So you get that private experience before the game even starts, which is awesome.